Hello, everyone. Welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I am your host, Ryan O'Clavin. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the best resorts to have a staycation at. And to join me for this discussion, we've got Mr. Charles Boda.
Hey, folks.
Steve Porter.
Hello.
And Craig Williams.
Hi, hi.
Yeah, so this category or topic was recommended by Brian Riffle. Thank you, Brian. And he said, again, to do a list of best resorts for a staycation. We are defining staycation as how, Craig?
Well, that's what we came to the agreeance, I believe. We all agreed upon that staycation means something different to each of us, and it's very personal in how we like to do it. So I guess since I'm already rambling, I'll say mine is...
Wait. The consensus was of the staycation was that you cannot go... It's not... You're experiencing the resort. You're not going to a Disney theme park.
Yes.
Theme park.
Staycations at Walt Disney World, not theme park related, only sticking to stuff
don't
outside
the theme
parks
ticket.
Or Disney Springs.
Yeah. But go on. You can start with yours if you'd like.
So mine is, I'm the type of person who I don't like to be constricted in one place for too long. Otherwise, I'll get cabin fever. So that's why, like, with cruises, I'm really good on, like, a 3-night cruise or a 4-night cruise. As soon as you start getting to 7, it's like, okay. If we're not making a lot of stops that I really am interested in the stuff off the ship, then I'm losing my mind.
Full on so, Jack Torrance.
Not that far, but pretty far in there. So that's what I look for when I'm doing a staycation. And then Charles can explain his. I know he's the very opposite.
So what I'm looking for when I do a staycation is I want a place to relax, read, draw, and not actually do anything, not be rushing back and forth or anything like that. A little time of, like, solitude. And reading and drawing are generally the ways that I do that. Stuff that's, like, slow-paced and, you know, fun for me. But, like, no busy, like, eating would go in there, too, I think. But nothing heavy on the table.
Mine, and I am somewhere in the middle. I agree with you. I want to make sure there are days where I'm like, okay, the goal today is to not leave this resort. I'm going to stay here. And then there are days where I'm like, okay, and now I also don't want to do anything. I want to just like sit by the pool, read a book or, you know, I just, you know, but then there are other days where you're like, I want to get up and do an activity, but I don't want it to be, I don't want, Eli's one of those people who likes to like plan. And I'm like, for me, sometimes I just need that second where I'm like, I don't know what 2 hours from now is going to look like, and I don't want to know until it's 2 hours from now.
I'm probably like you. Like I like to – I want to be able to branch out and do some things, but I also want to take advantage of being at the resort. So, I'm probably right in the middle.
Okay, good. Well, with all of that said, Charles, you give us yours first.
Okay, so I chose Animal Kingdom Lodge, and the reason for that is, like I mentioned, you know, I like – A lot of it's going to be time with myself where I don't have to worry about other people. So I want ambiance. I want to be kind of by myself, with myself, but with cool stuff around me. And I also like to draw a lot. And Animal Kingdom, because of the animals and because of the beautiful views, provides the opportunity for like subjects to draw.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom Lodge. The balconies are great for if I want to draw or if I want to sit and read a book. You know, I can go there. I can go to the pool. There's always like some kind of animal within viewing distance there. The food, I don't really have to go anywhere because they've got some of the best dining experiences on property.
I mean, generally. Because you've got like Boma.
You've got Boma. You've got Sanaa.
Tico. Sanaa. I always forget about Sanaa.
Sanaa, once again, you're like right behind glass from the animals and stuff. So it's beautiful scenery. It's very slow paced. It's very laid back. And it's just a great place to read or if you're like an art enthusiast or anything like that and you just want to sit there and do some of that just low key. Animals everywhere, great subject, just really, really beautiful. So that's why I think that's the perfect one for me.
Well, and I like to gorge myself on zebra domes. That's what I like to do. But I agree with you. I can definitely see it. That resort is very visually stimulating too. You know, I there's a lot going on. There can be activities that are happening in the lobby sometimes. But at night,
the way that their lighting is set up is also really, really nice and creates a nice atmosphere and environment there too. You know,
I'll also say on the Jumbo House side, the pool is so massive that you don't feel like. Some pools are so small that you kind of feel like you're in human soup.
Gross.
Just
yeah.
like shoulder to shoulder with other people.
Yeah.
But this is like wide enough out that you can kind of get your own little spot in the pool. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
Yeah.
All right, Craig, what about yours?
Well, for mine, I know it drew a lot of of issues here, but you know what?
Debate.
This is how I would do a staycation. And for me, I would choose the contemporary. And the reason is because of its absolute proximity and ease of transportation around. So I know that's where Rhino brought up right away. Well, staycation, you need to stay right there. As I just said, I don't like staying in one place. So even any staycation for me, I need to be able to travel out. So the contemporary is perfect because while they do have great dining options right there with California Grill, the top, I enjoy going to the Wave. I even enjoy the lounge that's right in the concourse area and just hanging out in the concourse area. It's vibrant. It's alive. It gives me a lot of nostalgia. So always enjoy that. But then all I have to do is get on the monorail. And if I'm starting to feel claustrophobic in that resort, I pop on the monorail. I can head over to Polynesian, start experiencing everything there. If I wanted to go to Grand Floridian, I could, but I don't usually like anything at Grand Floridian. So I probably would just skip that. But then the nice part is it's not just about the monorail. It's that Contemporary also has they have the boat shuttle that will only service Contemporary, Fort Wilderness, as well as Wilderness Lodge. So right there, then, I have a dedicated route that just goes in a triangle to those two resorts, opening it up to stuff like Hoop-Dee-Doo or going over to Wilderness Lodge to just relax in that ambiance.
My stepdad just likes riding the boat, period. Yep.
And yeah. Well, then that's part of it, too, is you could just ride the boat. There's nothing better than coming from Fort Wilderness to Contemporary right when the fireworks start launching. It's just one of those views that it's really, really special when you time it right and you get it. So that's why I would choose the Contemporary for a staycation. It's got some great amenities staying at the resort on top of the fact that the rooms are huge and extremely comfortable, and I do like the style of them. But then you have so many other options where you only have to board a monorail or a boat to transport you to these different places where you can still hang out and enjoy your little staycation without going in a theme park.
All right. Well, what about you, Steve? What do you think?
So I went with a Wilderness Lodge. One, I love the lobby and the smell of the lobby. Two, I love the pool. Three, it probably has my favorite location on property in Geyser Point.
I do like, Craig mentioned taking the boat and being able to see the fireworks. I think what's cool at Geyser Point is you're able to watch the water pageant.
Yeah, the water pageant.
You know, if you catch it just right.
Just above, you can see like just barely any fireworks there, but still fireworks. But I love Geyser Point's food and their drinks, and it's just chilling on the chairs. Like, you kind of don't even feel like you're at Walt Disney World because you just are looking out onto Bay Lake and you can't even see the castle. It's just water and trees, and it's like super,
feel like
super relaxing.
Swallowed up into the woods.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And for my wife, there's a salon there, so she can hang out there if she wants.
Get her beehive done.
There
you
go.
The beehive, the hairdo, and like, you know.
I
just imagined her transforming herself into a 1950s housewife at the salon, but
some cat eye glasses. And
yeah,
beehive,
right. She just.
It's not for everyone, but I enjoy Whispering Canyon a lot. I think it's a fun restaurant. I like their unlimited, their milkshakes are unlimited. You buy it once, you can just keep drinking them. The chocolate milkshake is particularly really, really good.
I was talking about this with somebody the other day, and I was like, when somebody says unlimited milkshakes, I think to myself, okay, but after 1.5, are you not throwing up?
No. They're not huge, to be fair.
Okay.
But the thing that's cool is there's like 4 flavors. So I think it's vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and caramel. And then you can just like try them all.
Yeah, but if you don't finish one, you can't pour it out before you add the next. So by the end of the trip, it's just all 4 mixed together.
But yeah, so I love the lobby so much because you can like just hang out in there. There's lots to like there.
I would like that there are different levels to the lobby too. Mm-hmm. So you have the lobby, and then if you go up to like I don't know if it's
the
like,
second floor.
Yeah, there's like an area that you can sit up there to
like read and or there, work
yeah.
or whatever you
yeah,
need to do.
There's the little like almost office kind of area with the desks that you can work from, and it's really, really fun to work from there.
I believe that's on the 3rd floor. Yeah. So the one seating area Rhino's talking about is just above the lobby entrance, and that's got the little fireplace and comfortable couches. But I'm right with you. Mm-hmm. I love the office space. I used to go there and work all the time because it was just quiet. It was relaxing. No one bothered you.
And so the other thing I really like is that there's basically two quick service locations. There's the one that's at Geyser Point in front of that. There's like the little queue there. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Roaring Fork. Mm-hmm. So, you know, more options. So I don't know. That's always good.
And Roaring Fork, had its recent. Well, I guess it's not recent now. So time flies, and you're just like whatever. But if you haven't been in a couple of years, they redid a little bit of it. A little bit of their menu stuff. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
more outside seating. I think.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've got some good stuff. Craig and I did a meal review there, and I remember enjoying it too. There was a campfire cupcake that was.
I think they have a really good pulled pork. If I'm remembering it correctly, there's a good pulled pork there.
And Geyser Point is easily one of the most relaxing places to eat on any property. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, well, that we'll move into mine now, which is in that same general region and along the same theming, which is I think that Fort Wilderness is the best place to go to have a staycation. What I love about Fort Wilderness, and I've always said this, is that it's like Disney. I understand that you're at Disney, but it also feels very Disney without being in the Disney park. It's very, like, it's got a sense of its own community there because they have people that go so often, and you're like, well, when I go on vacation, I'm not going to be, like, talking to somebody else and doing whatever, but you kind of do end up, like, bumping in and saying some words to other people there, but you've got the cabins, you've got the campsites. I love that, like, you can kind of grill out and make your own food. You know, if you're at a cabin, you can, you know, go to the grocery store, bring the food back, you know, have meals like that. You can go to Hoop-Dee-Doo, which is just one of my favorite experiences. You got Trail's End. You know, I love the outdoor movie, the Chippendale sing-along that they do before the outdoor movie, that you can do s'mores or hot dogs or something like that on the fire out there is really cool. You can do archery classes. You can take horseback riding. You can go in canoes. You
carriage
can go fishing.
Rides.
Carriage rides. Yeah. And then at Halloween or Christmas, people decorate they go crazy out there. And so, like, if you're going just around Halloween, they'll do, like, they'll do a parade of the go-karts that are all dressed up, you know, and all made over. And then they'll have, like, best campsites, you know. They'll have best pumpkin-carved stuff, you know.
For 4th of July, I think they have a golf cart decorating and a watermelon eating contest.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know they did that. Yeah.
For Halloween, they have the Return of Sleepy Hollow thing, too, there, don't they?
Yes, I believe
Where they show Sleepy Hollow with a Headless Horseman and all that?
Yeah, that's fairly new within the last, like, year or so. I mean, they've showed Sleepy Hollow around Halloween. It's usually Sleepy Hollow is usually the 30th, and Hocus Pocus was always on Halloween, but I think it, like, started flip-flopping back and forth a couple of years ago. But regardless, I always check, even if it's not Halloween, it's something that I will go and do from my own house sometimes. I'll just be like, oh, I want to go watch a Goofy movie, you know, and they're playing that on the 15th, so let's get some friends together and make up a whole, you know, a bag, basket, if you will, and go and have, like, a little mini, like, cookout there. But I feel like there's a lot of stuff to do. You've got the pool, there's a playground there, you know, you can, I don't know. It's one of those things where I can see going and just, like, my brother, when he came with his girlfriend and the two kids, they were like, no, we don't actually need to go to Disney on this third day. Like, this was back in the day when I was a cast member and I could have just swiped them to get in. And they were like, no. So it was even, like, free tickets. And they were like, no, thanks. Like, and I was like, okay. So they stayed there, you know. And I think about that. I always think about however long I'm there, I feel like I want to, like, spend more time there.
Mm-hmm. I like the energy of how important the place is to the community of RVers. I was actually on a plane recently, and he RVs around, this guy that I was sitting next to RVs around the country with his girlfriend.
Cool. Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, Disney, Fort Wilderness. He was like, he's like, that's the Mecca of, like, RVing people. He's like, all of them, like, care so much about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you can kind of just see it just when you go in there. Like,
there is, like, a passion and like I said, there's, like, this passion and community that I feel like exists very strongly for that resort. I mean, I'd even argue maybe the most strongest there, but I think it's just because it's every resort's got its dedicated fan base, but there is just something, like, very contagious, I feel like, about Fort Wilderness for me. So it's one of those, like, I also can see myself, like, sitting on the porch or sitting by the pool and reading a book, like Charles was talking about or something. But it does feel like a place where I still feel like I'm at Disney. I'm very Disney, but I also feel like, oh, I'm in the woods. you know. So it's cool. So that's for me. So to recap, I had Fort Wilderness. I said was one of our my favorite staycation. Charles had Animal Kingdom Lodge. Craig said the Contemporary. Steve said Wilderness Lodge. And if you want to let us know what your favorite resort is to have a staycation at and why, you can go ahead and leave us a comment on this video if you're watching. Tweet at the .diz, you know, and we'd love to hear from you. For those of you watching, feel free to like this video. Subscribe to the channel for more videos like this. If you are on iTunes, you can rate and review us, of course, as well. We're always open to that feedback, both positive and let's not say negative. Let's say, what's a better word than negative?
Fun-sized?
Fun-sized.
It doesn't apply, but it's just a better word than negative.
I feel like criticism is not the word I'm looking at. Constructive criticism. We love that. So anyway, regardless, that's it. That is it for this this episode. Thank you guys for having this conversation with me, and we will see you next time with another episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World.